7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. How are we? With KC.
One day to go till the first day of spring, madame.
It is indeed.
One day to go till the little lambs are jumping over fences.
Aww.
And there's a grand stretch in the evening. Mm. And the little daffodils. Have anybody seen any daffodils? They usually come out at Christmas now because of the global warming.
I haven't seen any, actually.
I haven't seen any yet.
I'm just going to swap my headphones because you sound weird.
I always sound weird. You swap your headphones. You do your thing. 288 days left. We're 20% done. Of 2025. 20% of the year is done. This year is absolutely zipping by. First day of spring, tomorrow, 11 days until... It's telling me here until British summertime, clocks go forward. That'll be Irish summertime as well, maybe. And then you've got Celebrity Big Brother, which is happening. That is kicking off in about 19 days from now.
I actually love a bit of Celebrity Big Brother.
Depends who's in there, doesn't it? You know, if they're throwing someone who's causing a bit of trouble.
Tell me what was the best moment ever from Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, God. I never really got mad into it. But at the time, the one that everyone was watching, what was the Indian princess lady and Jade?
Oh, yeah, that was Shilpa Shetty.
Shilpa Shetty, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember David is Dead? Possibly one of the best moments ever on reality TV.
David is... Was this David Guest?
So it was David Bowie's wife was... in the house, right?
Yeah.
And David Guest was also a contestant in the house, and it was the day that David Bowie died.
Oh, and she thought it was David Guest.
And she said, David Bowie's ex-wife said to another one of the contestants, David is dead, and the contestant thought it was David Guest who was actually in the house.
Yeah.
So she lost the plot and was like, David is... She just told me David is dead! Yeah. And then they all started panicking. They went into the bedroom to see if he was actually dead. Pulled back the cover and he was just in there having a snooze. And she said...
I forgot about that.
That was possibly one of the best moments ever recorded on reality TV, lads. It was so funny.
I must have a look back at that later on.
You know what? I might get the clip for you for tomorrow, will I? Yeah.
Well, let's see. When is it starting?
David is dead.
When did I say it was kicking off? Oh, it's 19 days from now. So you've 19 days to get the clip.
Right, I'll get that to you.
No rush.
19 days. Someone here has actually seen daffodils. Who's this? Oh, plenty outsides.
They're all up the lock, aren't they?
It's Lainey. Lainey.
Hey, Lainey.
Lainey just sent us a lovely picture and there's loads of daffodils up by CUH there.
Now you're talking. Once the lads arrive, you know we're heading in the right direction.
Oh, thanks for the picture, Lainey. You made me feel nice and springy there.
Today's World Monopoly Day, by the way, for everybody.
A game of Monopoly, do you?
Yeah. Didn't they say there's a Gen Z Monopoly they're working on?
Well, we've got the kids' Monopoly, which is way more fun than the adult one.
Yeah, yeah. The Gen Z Monopoly is you just go round and round the board renting and you never buy anything. Isn't that what they said? No, genuinely. And this is a joke from a Gen Zer. This is because of the whole situation with people trying to get property.
Yeah, well, that's desperate.
So Monopoly, there could be a slice in the market. Today's International Poultry Day.
International what?
Poultry. It's a day to celebrate the chickens.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what chicken. It is. Yeah. Any excuse to play a bit of Richie Kavanagh.
Granny, she went wild. Me granny says, no, Johnny. The chickens head on course. Big arse says, I to granny. Twas the chicken said it first. Fuck, 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 ah. Fuck, 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 ah. Now this is chicken talk. Fuck, 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 ah. And this is what they say when the chickens there do lay. Fuck, 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 ah. Fuck, 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 ah.
See what I mean? International Poultry Day, everybody. It's a chick. It's what chickens say.
It is, yeah.
You mustn't say in bad words.
No, not at all. With KC, love
waking up in Cork. I watched Adolescence last night.
You said you were going to, and
it was last night's homework. Did you indulge?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's really, really, really good.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's also equally terrifying because you're watching it and you realise. So I don't want to get into any spoilers or anything. So the premise of the show is you have a family.
Yeah.
There's a young son. Son's 13. Daughter might be a little bit older.
Okay.
Stephen Graham, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Stephen Graham from Liverpool.
That's right, brilliant actor.
What was he in? Was he in Coronation Street?
Was he in Corrie back in the day?
In
The Line of Duty. I think he's in The Line of Duty.
What soap? Was he in EastEnders or something? Did he do soaps?
Oh, maybe he was he, Casey?
I think he definitely did a bit of soap work.
Okay.
Probably one of the best actors to ever come out of the UK.
So good, yeah.
He's really, really good.
He's in another really good show called Boiling Point, if you've seen that.
Yeah, I think
he's the chef in that.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, very good show.
He's the dad, and then I don't know the mum's name. She's familiar. She's been in a few bits and bobs. A horrible thing happens. The opening episode basically is police kicking down the door.
Right.
Excessively to arrest a teenager.
Right.
If there's anybody in the armed response unit. Okay, I'll explain the opening scene. Again, there's no spoilers. It's just the opening scene. It opens up with two detectives outside a house, and then they get radioed, you know, okay, everybody, it's time. And then they're doing a bust on the house.
Okay, right.
They had the SWAT team, like all armed, machine guns, the whole kit, like seven or eight of them, kicking down doors and going into the house like they were doing an army sweep. Like if they were like taking out a terrorist cell.
That sounds a bit over the top.
But they're arresting a teenager for murder.
Is that normal?
That's what I'm asking. So anyone in Anglesey Street or down the Bridewell, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Do you do that? Like, I mean, if you had no, didn't pay your TV license, I'd expect that kind of treatment. So that's the opening scene. And
that's
then there's all kinds of chaos and the little boy's up in bed. And he's arrested and taken in. And then he's taken for questioning. Again, the whole thing is shot in one scene. Like the camera starts rolling and it's a bit fatiguing, right. If you get me, because your brain is used to kind of resets and scenes. So you know when things change and
Has a little mini break.
It's like you're resetting to a new scene. But this is like you're in it and you're following the camera for the whole scene.
Yeah.
It doesn't break.
So then it has done probably what it said it wanted to do on the tin, which is it wants to get you really involved.
You feel like you're in the camera and you're following this around as it happens. It's a really clever way of directing and shooting something.
But I know what you mean. If you don't have that break for your mind, it probably does feel really
full
on.
You can be pretty wrecked after one episode.
Did you have to pause at all?
I paused it because I'm a donkey and I picked up my phone about three times because of messages.
But
I need to leave my phone.
I hear you.
In Mallow or something.
Yeah.
So it's excellent. It's really, really good.
Okay.
It's brilliantly acted. The kid in it is amazing. And he's never acted before, as we mentioned. It's the number one show in the world at the moment, I think. Everybody's been talking about it. But it's called Adolescence.
Yeah.
The Guardian said it's as close to TV perfection in decades.
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
I definitely have some fear about watching it. And I think that's because I have.
You need to watch it.
As
a parent, you need to watch it because then you start to realise that when your kids hit 13, my daughter's 13, no, she's 14, going on 15.
Yeah.
And I wish it was only now that she's getting a phone, but she's had it for years because all her buddies have had it and you fall to this kind of pressure.
Yeah.
But it makes you realise watching a show like this. That the internet is now raising your children.
My God, Casey.
Yeah, it's terrifying on that front. The internet now owns your kids. That's where their attention is. That's where they want to be. And as the story develops, it's so totally socially media led and school and students and there's bullying brought into it. And they're trying to get to the bottom of why it happened.
Okay.
So I won't say any more because I don't want to ruin it, but it's brilliant telly.
Okay, yeah.
So do you think it would be okay if we speak about it?
I haven't done anything. You're a good dad, a great dad.
He hasn't been found guilty, he's been accused.
You can, like, when the kid is in the back of the car after being arrested, you are that child.
I'm
like,
sobbing.
You like you're terrified for him because he doesn't know what's after happening, and then it starts to reveal that maybe he does know.
Okay.
So highly recommend it. Did anybody watch it or are you halfway through it? I watched two episodes. They're about an hour each. There's only four of them, but apparently the ending.
Claire's just been on there. Yeah. She said, "Have you watched the end?" She said, "I watched it. What do you think of the end?"
I haven't seen. I haven't got there, Claire.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got there.
He's on the way, Claire.
So if you're fond of getting pizzas delivered, you might be interested in this little story. What was the busiest day in the history of humanity for a pizza delivery? What do you think could have been going on that particular day?
Does it include this country?
No, definitely not this country. So it'll be over in the States.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, you would think.
Yeah.
June 17th, 1994. Don't Google it. 0868104106. What happened on that date? June 16th, 1994.
I've no clue.
What was going on? Does that date ring a bell with anybody? I'll give it a second or two for someone to WhatsApp in. One of the biggest TV events ever. And it happened out of the blue.
Did we beat Italy in the World Cup?
Do you know, that was a great guess as well. Dave said the exact same thing. Was it the World Cup game?
Yeah.
Morning, lads.
Hello.
The biggest TV event in the history of TV was OJ's car chase.
Was it really?
Wow.
Even more than the moon landing? How long was that car chase? It went on for 5 or 6 hours.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That was crazy, that thing, wasn't it?
So it was people left work, ran indoors, and it was the biggest day of pizza for Domino's in the history of their company. 95 million people tuned in. Half of them ordered in pizza.
Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, time for dad gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a red.
This is Dad Gags. We endeavour to find for you the absolute worst gags in the history of gag universe. What have you got for us, Rory O'Hagan?
It's your defending champion. You've got to go first.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Have I got my old ding-dongs ready? I mean, here we go. Yeah, we're all ready to go. Okay. Whoever came up with the word dentures really missed the opportunity to call them substitutes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
A man goes to confession. He says, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I cannot stop thinking about bare naked ladies." The priest says, "I see. How long has it been since your last confession?" And the man says,
It's been 1 week since you looked at me."
That's my favourite joke of all time.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
that's
so stuck
in your head now for the rest of the day as well.
A sweater I bought was picking up static electricity, so I had to return it to the shop, obviously. They gave me another one free of charge, though. Rory!
I asked Siri why I was still single, so she opened the front-facing camera.
Oh, dear. Sure, skydiving is really scary, lads, but have you ever been at someone's house when the toilet won't flush? Yep. Seriously though, has that ever happened to you? My God.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. I called the police about my stolen ladder. They told me steps would be taken.
What a joke.
Do you think, lads, would it, you know the makers of avocados? Yeah. You think it'd kill them to put a different toy inside? I've got 50 wooden balls at home now.
I saw a man being beaten up by 3 guys and I jumped in to help. He didn't stand a chance against the 4 of us.
Oh, Mary. Right.
I'll let you have some sense.
What do you call a belt made of 100 euro bills?
Don't know.
Oh, that'd be a waste of money, wouldn't it?
Someone broke into my house last night and stole some eggs and left a pot of warm water.
Yeah?
Please think it might be poachers.
Oh my God. Lads, you know I've worked as a limo driver for 25 years.
Yeah?
25 years
really?
Working as a limo driver. I haven't had one single customer yet. All that time and nothing to show for it.
Oh God.
You. Thank you, thank you.
I haven't seen my twin brother since I left Australia. We were separated at Perth.
You're killing it this morning, man. Seriously.
Oh, funny.
A guy walks into a bar with a set of jumplings around his neck and the barman goes to him, "Oi! You can come in. You better not be starting anything." Final one, Rory.
What should we go for? Oh yeah, my friend was badly hurt while trying to feed an alligator. If you think you can help him out, please let me know. He could really use a hand.
Oh God.
Stop the world and let me know.
That's Nicki Minaj and Starships on Cork's Good Times Red FM. It is 7:17 in the morning. This is Red FM Breakfast with KC. Today FM presenter Mac Cooper loves Nicki Minaj. Absolutely loves her.
Okay, tell us about Nicki Minaj.
No, Matt, no, you're not quite getting that one. Isn't that outstanding?
Okay, tell us about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
I'd say he's never lived that down, as he bless him.
Well, not because of me, because I keep playing it all the time. Sorry, Matt. Right. You've got a story about an annoying partner.
Yeah, this woman wrote into a newspaper. I actually saw this a couple of days ago. I thought it was so funny.
Mm.
She basically says she loves eating in the bath. She says her husband thinks it's gross.
Yeah.
And he keeps giving out to her. And she doesn't lock the door and he walks in and she's there with, on, you know, she has the thing that goes across the bath, like a, I suppose it's like a long kind of table thing, you know what I mean, that attaches to the bath.
That's cool. So it's like a tray that fits
like
on
tray,
the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, with little sort of sides. And she has her burger and her chips there and she's eating away.
Yeah,
is it
I've never eaten food in the bath now, to be honest with you.
I don't think I have either, but some people obviously do. But, like, I have so many questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
Does the food get soggy?
Yeah, your hands are all bubbly.
Gloves?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Is there bubbles involved? Does the bun get really limp because of the heat?
Yeah, soggy.
Yeah, these are all questions. So I want to know this morning, what annoying habits does your partner have? So what are things really, really great you about your partner? Now, we all put up with an awful lot of stuff, don't we? Because
So we want to know that particular thing that they do all the time.
Like...
Yeah, I mean, you still love them, but you do want to, you know, you want to throw them off a cliff every now and then. Don't you know they do? They get you. They get up your nose.
They do. Do they eat with their mouth open? Do they make loads of noise when they're sitting next to you and they're eating? That is so annoying.
Talking in their sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Or scratching things they shouldn't be scratching.
Yeah. They kick you out of the bed by accident in the middle of the night.
Duvet hoggers.
Stop.
All right.
Do they leave wet towels on the floor?
Yes, we have a prize. We've got some new travel mugs, actually.
We have, yeah.
Oh, we lashed those out this morning.
This very flash merch.
Oh, yeah. So if you're up and about in the morning, you want your little coffee travel mug.
That's
official
right.
Show merch.
Yeah.
Has just arrived. The new mugs are here if you want one. Tell us in a voice note.
Yeah.
The thing that your partner does that wrecks your head the most is what I'm looking for. All right, and I'm really go for it here because there's a chance they'll be listening.
I've got something in straight away here.
What have you got?
Lads, when he doesn't listen to what I'm saying, like 90% of the time, and I have to repeat myself 100 times, it actually drives me over the edge, Jen. That sounds like she's fresh on the back of her, you know, she's been trying to talk to him this morning and he's not listening.
What was that you said?
What?
Did you say something there?
Yeah. Huh.
Things that your partner does that wrecks your head, that annoys you.
I think we're single-handedly repairing relationships here this morning.
What have you got over there?
Breathing from Laura.
Breathing? The fact that he breathes air, Laura.
Yeah. What annoying habits does your partner have? Laura, breathing.
Breathing.
My one starts every conversation with, "You're not listening to me, it's really strange." That's from Jonathan.
Jonathan, this is universal, buddy. This is universal. My other half munches on crisps when he's watching TV. Does he munch on crisps when watching TV and then turn around and go, "Have we got milk and bread for tomorrow?" And spitting crisps across the room.
That's horrible. I think I speak for all lads when I say the horrible hair monster stuck to the shower wall.
Oh,
break.
Yeah. He never closes any drawers or cupboards or doors behind him. Opens everything. Makes me so mad.
Oh, why would you not close a drawer?
I'll get back to more of these. There is one thing that your current partner... Voice notes, please, as well. 0868 104 106.
Yeah, we love voice notes.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Cork City FC are going to be screening home games in the Arc Cinema.
Class, isn't
which
it?
Which is really, really clever.
It's going to be unreal.
So, if you can't make it to the game, you can still support City and obviously sit down and bury your face in a bucket of popcorn.
I love that idea, you know.
Is that a unique thing? I've never heard that done before.
I've never heard... Well, yeah, I've heard of, like, matches, like, the odd sign, but this is a regular occurrence. Like, I think they're the first team in the country to do it, so best of luck to them.
Hey, if you're a Cork City FC fan, you can watch some home games. Sligo is coming up. That's going to be screened in the Arc Cinema. Just keep an eye on Cork City FC's website for the cinema screenings.
That's right.
Do you get to stay on then and watch, like, Avatar 3 afterwards? That'd be a great idea.
Double bill.
Yeah. Morning, gang. It's Wednesday. We're talking about the things your partner does that absolutely melts your welly.
Yeah.
This all began with a conversation about a woman who eats her dinner in the bath and the husband is having none of it. Soggy dinners, I know. Yeah, soggy dinner in the bath. She brings in food, has a tray across it, hot bath.
Like a big chicken dinner with it.
The whole shebang. Yeah.
That's very,
very bizarre. My partner leaves his dinner where in the sink instead of putting it into the dishwasher. Is this a story that's universal across Cork?
Fairly common.
I would imagine so.
Yeah,
Jill.
That's probably quite a common complaint, yeah.
My old doll farts like a trooper.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Again, it's just one of those things. Victoria, can you read that out?
My old doll. My old doll.
No, got to give a cork.
Owl.
Okay, say,
owl.
You know, the bird.
Like an owl.
Yeah, say owl.
Owl.
Doll.
Doll.
No, say it, put it all together.
My owl doll.
Me old doll. Say me old doll.
Me owl doll.
And again.
That wasn't bad.
Me, what is it again?
Me owl doll.
Me owl doll.
Me owl doll.
Me owl doll.
Yeah.
Me owl doll.
Where does it go?
I have no idea.
She goes so Western. It's crazy.
Is it American? Does it sound American?
You sound like Southern.
Me owl doll.
You have two Cork children. How can you not do a Cork accent?
I can't. I've never, ever been able to do a Cork accent.
Okay, repeat after me. I loves me owl doll.
I loves me owl doll.
Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Charles is in Ovens. How are you, Charlie?
Not too bad. How are you, Casey?
We're not too bad at all, me old flower. It's not your birthday today, is it?
No, that was months ago. Unfortunately.
Okay, it seems to be everybody's birthday. We got about 100 birthday shout outs today.
We have, yeah.
Including King Rory.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's going on in your world? What are you up to today? What's the plan?
Just head to work, basically.
Yeah.
I was getting the daughters ready for school and just head to work now and try and earn a crust.
You're one of those busy daddies in the morning where you have to.
One of these busy daddies, yes. It was my turn to get up early, so. Aww.
Juggling lunchboxes, looking for shoes, and nice. You know the crack.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's get you €1,000 so Charlie can go on a little break for himself.
And you know what, Charlie? Have a little bit of cake for yourself today, even though it's not your birthday.
Yeah, why not? Charlie, 60 seconds to get all of these correct. Best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What Red FM presenter is on after Neil Prendeville?
Keira Evans.
In what movie does Leonardo DiCaprio famously say, "I'm the king of the world"?
Titanic.
What Irish singer is known for hits "Nothing Compares to You" and has had a distinctive shaved head?
Sinead O'Connor.
Question number 4. What boy band formed in the 90s featured Shane Lynch?
Boyzone.
In the Harry Potter film series, what is the name of the school that Harry attends?
Hogwarts.
Which Cork-born actor played Scarecrow in Batman?
Cillian Murphy.
If 4 hurling teams are on the pitch, how many players are on?
60.
Question number 8. In the movie Banshees of Inisherin, set on the fictional island, what instrument does Colin Farrell's character play?
Fiddle?
Question number 9. Name the car in Herbie Rides Again.
Herbie.
And question. Yeah, what? Name the car. The car in Herbie Rides Again.
Volkswagen.
Yes.
Volkswagen. Oh, Charlie. That was a good round, though. You flew through it.
Oh.
I know.
That was a bit controversial. No, the car is called Herbie. But
yeah, name the car in Herbie Rides Again. The brand, the
type of car.
Yeah, it was actually.
You said name the car, though.
He's having a fight with me here now. He's getting.
Race.
Oh. Fisticuffs.
I have a joke before we go, but anyway, go on.
Oh, no.
I like the
joke is you didn't get 10 out of 10, kid.
Go on, Charlie.
Charlie, that is a very fair point.
Well used to that.
Yeah, no, it should have been said the brand of car in Herbie Rides Again. The clock was literally about seconds away from going out, So we would have ran out of time, which means, I think, to be fair to you, come back tomorrow morning again. Is that okay?
Tomorrow, Charlie.
That's okay, yeah.
Charlie, we'll book you in for tomorrow morning. Just to be fair, you had got everything correct up until the clock ran out. Now, you did say Herbie. It was a Volkswagen Beetle, but we'll scrap that as a controversial question.
Yeah.
Okay? That one's gone. Back tomorrow. And do you know what, Charlie? I'll give you the first 4 questions tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Nice. Nice one.
And do you know what, Charlie?
Do you want my dad gag?
Hang on a second now, Charles. Charles.
Okay, sorry.
Put Charles on there now, Charles.
Okay. First four questions, okay?
Okay.
And I'll put an extra 4 seconds on the clock.
Ooh! God, this is special treatment.
To make up for today's... Oh. No one say a mess up, but to be fair...
Beat the Chasers. It's brilliant.
And to add to that, a box of chocolate fingers as well, okay?
Thank you very much.
And to add to that, we'll give you a new travel mug.
Oh, my God, Charlie.
Oh, brilliant.
And to add to that... I'm out of stuff now, Charlie. So.
Charlie, fair play.
Charlie, you're getting sorted out there.
We
okay,
talk so to you in the morning.
Charlie, your dad gag before you.
My birthday.
Can we have your gag, please?
Yeah, go on.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Why did the greengrocer not make it to work?
Don't know.
He could drive, but he didn't have a caddo.
Hey! See you tomorrow. Good luck. So we've been talking about partner habits, things that your partner does that wrecks your head. Off the back of the story of a woman who goes for a bath, Kelly, once a week, but she brings in a tray that attaches to the bath and she'll eat her dinner in the bath. She'll have her full meal, her evening
That's
meal.
Right.
The husband has to bring the grub into her.
Yeah.
And she just soaks in the bath, eating in the bath.
I'm not having that. Like,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, see, there's obviously something very relaxing about it for
Whatever
her.
About a glass of bubbles and, you know, something like that in the bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But a burger and chips, no.
Yeah.
Okay. A roast dinner.
A slappy folly. Do you know what I mean?
And what about the grub?
Lads, what have you got for us?
The guy helped us, I love the wife very much, but she's awful habit in her sleep and she likes Skippy.
She can't remember something you told her yesterday, like to get the tyre checked in the car for air pressure or that, but she remembers something that happened 7 or 8 years ago, no bother, word for word.
Yeah, that's a fair one.
It is, it's true, isn't it, Kel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lads, my ex was a block layer, and when he'd empty his pockets in the bedroom, the floor would be covered in cement, dust, bits and nails, but he wouldn't clean it up. It was like walking barefoot on a building site. And then he'd put stuff into the washing machine, break the machine rocks in his pocket.
Oh, that's so annoying.
From Anna, wink, wink.
That is so annoying. I don't know what we're after starting, by the way, Casey.
It's partner wars. Let's go to our friend, Spanish Frankie.
Okay.
The missus does something like that baffles me. And up until today, I actually haven't a clue why. So when she hoovers the house, she leaves the hoover upstairs. And at the start, I'll always ask her, are you done with the hoover? Yeah, I'll put it back in the cover, and that'll be grand. But lately, I just had enough. So I just, for the crack, I said, you know what? I'm going to leave it there and see how long the hoover stays there. Well, I can tell you, it's been a week, and the hoover is still upstairs. And she's still hoover the house. And they still leave it upstairs, like in the middle of the hallway. But look, we'll leave it there. We'll see how long. I'll text you in about 3 years.
Ah, that's a brilliant message.
Come on, Spanish Frank.
Oh, listen, these things happen, you know. Listen to this. My husband blows his nose every time we have dinner. So annoying.
That's to clear the old pipes. There's nothing wrong with
it. Why doesn't he just do it before he sits down?
You can taste your dinner better. You can enjoy it more. Mm, yeah. No. Sheila, nothing wrong with that at all.
Absolutely.
My boyfriend plugs everything out. Oh, I'm a plugger outer.
Oh, you're not, are you?
Yeah, well, like you have to.
That's really annoying.
But this is why houses burn down. You can think your phone's upstairs charging. He's unplugged the charger.
Oh.
One of the days I'm going to come home and the food will be all gone off because he'll have unplugged the fridge.
So annoying.
From Katie.
Yeah, Katie,
your pain. He's got your safety at heart.
No.
Good morning. Well, the fact that he's breathing is annoying me at the moment.
I love it.
But when I ask him to get milk from the shop and instead of putting it in the fridge, he leaves it next to the fridge. What's that about, Caroline? What's that about?
What is that about?
My darling husband takes off his shoes and when he gets home and puts them next to the shoe cupboard. He couldn't be bothered opening the door and putting them inside. Empty shoe cupboard, hall full of shoes.
Oh.
From raging Anne.
Yeah, I get you, Anne.
Anne, listen. These are all little things that annoy you, but
yeah.
You know, you'd be lost without them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, would.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, would.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.